nation is shaken after a deadly bombing hit the capital city. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Somalia is still reeling and mourning from Saturday's attack. As the details emerge, so will more opportunities for prayer. And then this Christmas, would you consider stepping outside of tradition in order to help a kid in need? Well, the short-term mission opportunities will be coming up in just a moment. But we'll start with a look at last Saturday, where Somalia experienced the worst terror attack ever to occur on its soil. The government is blaming al-Shabaab for the car bombing in the capital city of Mogadishu that killed 300 people and counting. We spoke with Open Doors USA's David Curry for some context.
Somalia is a highly tribal society. The city of Mogadishu is almost a country unto itself, and it's really what the government can try to control, which is why they're trying to do these bombings in the heart of Mogadishu. But the rest of the country is very tribal and led in large part by religious leaders, and al-Shabaab plays an important part in that. So they want to destabilize the government.
Al-Shabaab is an Islamic extremist group with the goal of establishing a caliphate, and they're stopping at nothing to eradicate outside influences, especially Christians. Curry says a spiritual transformation is the only thing that can make a difference.
Mogadishu in Somalia is a foothold for evil. And I think we just need to be prayerful about what's going on there and try to find a way to encourage the discussion and openness to the name of Jesus in Somalia, because I think that's going to be the transforming power.
Open Doors works with Somalian nationals to assist persecuted believers. Find out how you can come alongside at our website. Next, the recent birth of conjoined twin baby girls in the bush of the Democratic Republic of Congo was a miracle. Between 5 and 25% of conjoined twin births survive. Closest hospital in Vanga was a two-day drive by motorbike and not equipped to separate conjoined infants. The next closest hospital was in Kinshasa, another full day's drive on treacherous roads. Brett Ryerson, a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship in West DRC, knew that something was up when he saw a crowd of about 200 people headed toward the plane in Vanga. A doctor explained that the woman had given birth to conjoined twins just 9 days before. MAF flew the conjoined baby girls to Kinshasa for separation surgery, and Ryerson says it was a success.
After they were separated, they were in observation and recovering here in Kinshasa, and they contacted us again and said, would you be willing to take them back to Vanga? And so we were, of course, excited to be able to be part of their return story as well. They still have more to go, but they're going to spend a little time in Vanga before they carry on.
Medical flights are a critical part of MAF's ministry, and a lot of times the people they fly aren't Christians.
Then they ask the question, why are you here? And it just opens up a great door to share Christ with them.
This story has God's fingerprints all over it. So pray for their recovery and that they would eventually come to know Him. And along with Christ's birth, Christmas time is usually associated with a handful of key words: family, tradition, gifts. But what if you added malnutrition center, housing project, Central America, or the Caribbean? Can you guess where we're going with this? This December, Orphan's Heart is asking people like you to consider stepping out of tradition to join them on one of two mission trips, to the Dominican Republic or to Guatemala. Andrew Tautry of Orphan's Heart says,
what we plan to do is to have Christmas parties with some of our sponsored children and children that are part of our ministries. And so with these mission trips, they're a little bit different than our typical mission trip, where we'll be spending extra time with the children, having Christmas parties, handing out some gifts, playing games, possibly doing some excursions with them. And so it's just a really neat time to be a part of our ministry and to be a part of the year-end celebration as we celebrate what God has done and to celebrate Christmas with the children that we serve.
The trips take place from December 16th through the 22nd, so you'll still be home just in time for Christmas. To get the details about the gospel impact you could have, go to missionnews.org.
We're excited for them, and we hope that folks will join us and be a part of our Christmas celebrations in the Dominican Republic and in Guatemala.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.